I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A huge, huge day. It's the day before a national holiday, really. The debut of Schooled tomorrow night, 7:30 on ABC.
Yeah, it's like Schooled Eve. It's Brian Callen Eve right now.
That's right. It's better than Christmas Eve, better than New Year's Eve. It's Brian Callen Eve.
Born January 26th in Manila, Philippines. A graduate of American University, he was introduced to American television audiences as a cast member on the long-running Fox sketch comedy show, Mad TV. He's gone on to work on such series as Fat Actress, Entourage, and Death Valley. And in such films as Old School, Scary Movie 4, The Goods, Ride Along, and The Hangover 1 and 2. You can hear him every week on his podcast, The Fighter and the Kid. And tomorrow night we'll see the debut of his new Goldberg spin-off series, Schooled. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Brian Callen.
Oh, Merry Brian Callen Eve.
Johnny.
How are you?
How are you, buddy?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm just a man, my friend. I'm just a man excited about the premiere tomorrow. Fresh. Back from South Africa, where I ran with the Umphala and the Kudu and the Zebra.
That I would expect nothing else. Did you wrestle a jaguar?
I didn't wrestle any jaguar because jaguars are not indigenous to Africa. However, I when I went on a run, as you know from probably my Instagram, the cheetah was drawn to me.
Where were you?
So we ran together.
Where were you in South Africa, by the way?
I was in Cape Town, which is maybe the most beautiful place I've ever been in my life. Then I went to Safari. I went to Joburg, but I went to Safari outside of Port Elizabeth. It was incredible.
Nice. Did you make it near Victoria Falls?
I did not make it near Victoria Falls. I want to go there. Have you been?
No, that's one of my big ones I'm trying to get to, is that Devil's Pool at the top of Victoria Falls.
Well, I hear, because I do my research before I come do your amazing show, I understand that you're a little tanner than normal. Now, your skin, you enjoy a beautiful sort of golden brown to begin with. That's sort of natural. But I hear you're even more golden, and you were at Curaçao.
That's right.
Diving with dolphins?
That's right. That is right. I have a friend who's a marine biologist there. And, of course, after this show goes number one across the board, you're going to need to take a vacation. You should let me introduce you to my friend George and this beautiful island and this incredible facility. They're the only open water facility in the world with dolphins, which means, yes, they have captive animals, but they also go out into the open ocean every single day.
Damn. Well, because all I want to do before I die, Johnny, is I want to ride a dolphin with you.
You know what? I actually know how to do foot pushes, and I saw the greatest thing. I was out in the boat with them doing the open water stuff, and I'd never seen this before, but a junior, one of the longtime guys there, who was getting back in the boat, he'd been out in the open ocean with these animals, and then this guy came up underneath him, literally got his rostrum under his foot, and launched him a foot and a half straight up until he literally just went boop, boop, and stood inside the boat. The animal just gave
That's
him an elevator lift right up. He just went zunk, dunk. I was like, that's
insane. That's crazy. You know, Steve Byrne, the comedian, says that you're never more gay than when riding a dolphin.
That's true.
And your hands are out.
That's so true.
I'll take it. I'll take it, and I'd love to do it.
It is really special. It genuinely is, man. I know you're an adventurer. But listen, this adventuring is going to have to come to an end. They're not going to allow you to run away to South Africa where you could possibly harm your face or your body, your beautiful, beautiful face. Not once you're, this debut tomorrow night, 7:30 on ABC. Congratulations, man.
I'm excited, dude. It's me, it's Tim Meadows, who's amazing.
Yes.
It's
legend.
The version, Brett Dyer, is the other guy. We got just a great cast, man. I think, you know, listen, these things are always chemistry, right? So mm-hmm. if all the moving parts are together, you create gold. And I've been doing this a long time. I think it's a great show. I really do. I think it's as fun as I've had ever. And it's just a great group of people with great writers. So let's see what happens. Let's see what America thinks.
Do you, in these moments, is it superstitious to think too much, or do you just go, what'll happen will happen. I'm not going to get too serious about it, because it is such a rare opportunity, man. I mean, you're there. You're right at, you're at that moment right now.
And you have to, the answer to that question is you have to always temper your expectations, because you know in this business there are so many moving parts,
right?
And you have very little control. So I do my job. I do the best I can. I have a blast doing it, and then I just leave it up to the gods.
So yeah, that's all you can do. Oh, man, to the moon, my friend.
That's all you can do. Yeah, that's all you can do. I can do the Johnny Dare show. That'll boost my rating.
I thought you were going to say you could do the show. I'm like, well, let's face it, anybody could do the show. I mean, radio's not that tricky. Radio's just not that hard, Brian. It's
there's only one Johnny Dare. I don't want to hear that.
God bless you. Bless you. Man, I'll tell you, I think it's so interesting to watch your career and the way you handle yourself. And you're a bit of a unicorn yourself in all reality. Like, you are an adventure guy. You're not a Hollywood guy. You are interested in the world. You're a smart guy. You take care of yourself. You got a great sense of humor. You go out, you do your own specials. It's most guys, they're good at one thing. They're a good stand-up, or they're a good actor, or they're good at being, whatever. But you're you're like the old days where you had to learn to sing and dance and make people laugh and be an entertainer.
Well, I appreciate that, but that really just comes from the fact that I get bored doing just one thing, man. And Hollywood, believe it or not, is boring. I wish people could come and see what an actor does, And by the way, I'm in a cart right now being taken to set, so I'm a big shot. I'm on the Sony lot right now, so if you hear any noise, I'm sorry. Basically, it's being on a set. I just drove by that TV series where Jennifer Aniston and Steve Carell are. But
nice.
Did I see them? No, I didn't. But I just wanted to let people know. You're sitting on set all day waiting for your shot to come up. It's a privilege, but you got to be interested in other things, man.
Well, sure.
So that's
a never-ending line of starlets banging on your trailer door.
I know. It's so hard for me. It's so hard. I need your help, Johnny.
It's your cross. Yes.
When are you coming out to L.A. to visit me, for God's sake?
You know what?
My long-haired friend.
I would love to. And you know what? And I, honestly, at some point, I will truly cash in on every kind offer you've ever given, because when this show's a hit, and it will be, at some point, I'd love to come out and just watch how it's put together one day. I'd love to go to a set and just see how a TV show happens.
You have a standing invite. I'm literally walking in right now to be mic'd and to do my scene. So
do your thing.
I may have to cut this
do your thing?
Short, my friend.
Listen,
forgive me.
Go be great. Go be great, man. And tomorrow night, I will be watching, without a doubt, I urge everybody to, 7:30 ABC on Wednesday. It's called Schooled. And man, to the moon. I really mean that with all my heart, Brian. I'm proud for you.
Thank you, brother. You're the best. I miss you. Please come out to L.A. Come to set, and let me show you all.
Absolutely. You have a great day, my friend. Congratulations. Go. B.I. He really is on a cart. I just think about, because, no one Brian all these years. You're like, right now, he's on a cart. He's being driven by, a PA. And that little golf cart you've seen when you see documentary, you've been on set,
absolutely.
And they're driving around. You're going past these other sound stages.
You're
and
on
then,
Sony Picture Studios, where there's nothing but big stars.
To go to where you're a main player in the TV show that debuts tomorrow night nationwide. I mean, that's, man. People work all their lives, for just a glimpse of it.
A taste.
Yeah, man. To the moon, my friend. I hope it's great for
them. Good for them.
And that's really something.
And we touched on this yesterday, talking about people right before they're supposed to go to work in that entertainer setting. Like, he should be getting in his own headspace right now. But he was cool enough to call and talk to you about, obviously.
That's right.
Hey, thanks.
Well, and let me tell you, it's happened more than once where we were all good friends until they got famous.
until
they got real big.
Yeah, and then,
most people tell you when they're about to change their phone number.
Yeah, Tosh. And
I was gonna say, let me go get Tosh on the phone.
Tosh, who I still love to this day, because at least he's unilaterally negative towards all media now.
Yeah.
And he used to come in and hang out, and I've really enjoyed him. And I do believe if I were to see him face to face, he would smile and we would catch up and it would be fine. Mm-hmm. But he decided when it got to a certain point, he no longer did any media. Any, not just us, anybody. So that's how I kind of make that work in my head.
Yeah, I feel like if you saw him somewhere, he would laugh about you being in on the
He
feels like we're in on the joke of, because when they do when they do interviews,
do you know who they offer? Well, tell them who they offer.
Yeah,
now.
When they do interviews for Tosh.0, Comedy Central offers one of the producers. They don't even offer.
No,
they don't even offer. They offer a behind the scenes like, dude to talk about the show. They don't offer Tosh.
No,
it's so funny. I'm a star, I'm a star, I'm a star. I am a big, bright, shining star.